For WAMC News, I'm Ian Pickus. Lately, if it's March, it means Little Iona is going to be on the national stage with the Kentuckys and Dukes of the world. The private Catholic college of about 4,000 students in New Rochelle in Westchester County has had plenty of reasons to celebrate its basketball team in recent years. On Monday in Albany, the Gaels, under 8th-year coach Tim Kluse, won their third straight MAC tournament, earning the league's automatic bid to the dance.
The Iona Gaels win number 20, and they go back to the NCAA tournament, their 13th appearance. They do it by a dozen here in Albany.
Picked first in the preseason poll, Iona had an up-and-down year, starting 1-4. Kluse said at that point he wasn't sure if Iona would ever get its second win. But as usual, the team saved its best for March. Iona caught a break when the top three seeds went down early and became the third four seed to win the conference tourney. The Gaels also did it in 2013 by beating number 6 Fairfield 83-71.
When you're going through some of the difficult times, you wonder how your season's going to end up, and you wonder if those difficult times are going to lead to a special ending or if they're going to have you fall apart. And when it leads to a special ending for me, I know that my players now can take that in the rest of their life and realize we worked through some adversity and we found a way to succeed. And that's what it's about off the court more than even on the court. But they did it here, so it kind of is something they can always fall back on.
The Gaels notched their record 11th league championship, becoming just the third team in MAC history to win three in a row. How have the Gaels done it? With athleticism and a high-octane offense that can get into the lane, play above the rim, and bury three-pointers. This year, Iona also looked to some transfer students to keep its winning tradition alive. Roland Griffin scored a career-high 29 points in the title game after beginning his career at Illinois State and Midland College, while Zach Lewis, who came to Iona as a grad student by way of Canisius and UMass, scored 20. Lewis was all smiles after Monday's title.
One thing coach always told us is basketball is the purest thing we have. And if you work hard, we're going to get something out of it. And it's got the trophy, so I'm just excited.
Now, the next step is for Iona to win an NCAA tournament game, which it hasn't done since the field expanded in 1985. Likely to be around a 15 seed, Kluse says the Gaels will be ready.
It's all about the matchups and who you get in the first round and where you're playing it. And obviously we're going to go against some giant because I know the type of year in our league had and we had. So it is. We're just thrilled to be going and we're going to give it our best shot no matter who we play.
For WAMC News, I'm Ian Pickus.